Somandele bebebebe heska dahaya. Rimando shababa baba la daria haso baba baba ha. Lenden de rege de heska rada da 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 haya. Le shamanda raba baba baba Kadi Hindus Karada Hasa, Libahaya Limahaso Balidahaya, Rinde de Hiska Dahasha Baba Babaha, Rido Hoska Lamahanda Liba Baba Bahaya, Riba Dahaska de Hindala Baba Baba Baha, Rido Hoska La Sanda Riba Baba Baba Baha, Ride de Hisha da 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 daha, Riba Haso Kadi. Rinda la shabahaya, limaha suga de hiska riba hashanda, remando hose galabahaya, riba bababaha, rede bebebebe sheka dahaya, manara sadelebe his hose galabahaya, linda rasa gia mahashi bebebe. Father, we glorify you, we worship you, we honor your name. And the rege so da da bahaya, lila mahasha baba baba gia hasoman de rete gede hisga, lima hasha baba baba reto hosga rada bahaya, le mandala bari hasuga dehe, asha baba baba haska dehenda, remo hoshka la baba baba rinda hasubebehe, gia hasha mahaso barada, rege de hisga da haska mahaya, lime hindu, reba baba basha da da haya mando, rebe hisga dehe, la shaba. Welcome everybody that is connecting right now from wherever you are watching from. Just begin to pray tonight. This is day number 2 of GWC Greater Works Conference 2023, and begin to just worship God. Begin to pray. If you can pray in the Holy Ghost, begin to pray in the Holy Spirit. If you don't pray in the Holy Spirit as yet, just where you are, begin to pray and desire that the Holy Spirit would fill you tonight and you receive the gift of uttering and of speaking in tongues. Where you are, begin to pray. Begin to pray a fervent prayer where you are. Re rebe hesa daramandi bahashi babahaya. Lendo uzgarabahaya riba deheza. Lendaya shababahaya manso gadehe. Reba deheska dahaya manda. Libarajo balazanda rige dedehe. Re shabababahaso badehe. Le gadala mahaya shabariahanda. Limasa gedo uzgarabababah. Hashka de Hinda, Rimaso Baba Baba, Hasha Shababahaya, Lede de Bebe Hissa Sandari Dahaya, Limacho Barade His Karadahaya, Limando Rababa Haska de He, Ribe Bebe Hesha Dada Lamahaya, Lenda Lamahasu Baba Baba Hasuka de He, Resanda Liga Doj Garabahaya, Le Shamanda Rabba Baba Riga de Hinda, Rimasa Dali Bebe Heshka Rada Dahaya, Resonda Limahashka Rabba Hasoba, Lega. Welcome to all those that are watching. Welcome to Tafazo. Welcome to Natsai. Welcome to the broadcast. May God do great and mighty things for you tonight. Just join in as we are praying. Limaso barada haska dehe. Rendo ujaba hasu babababaha. Limanda libaba hashka dehe. Redos gali handara bahaya, li shamandara sababa babaha, le darabahaska rede dehe, le shamando hoza baba bahaya, le de regesa do hoj gali bahaya, li manos gare baba hashandanda rebe bebehe, reseke deheska da da dahaya, le shamandara baba baba. We honor you, we praise you, mighty King, we give you all the glory, we give you all the praise, nizet bebeheska rada risa gida, le shabahaya. Zamahande, Le Baha Shababa Baba, Gada Dahaya, Renene Soboja Libahaya, Linda Razada La Baba Hasha Gideha, Le Shababa. A few more minutes, a few more minutes, a few more minutes. Begin to push as we pray. Rigedozga, Reshamanda Rababa, Rada Gahaya. Wherever you are, don't close your mouth, just begin to pray. Rigedozga Lamahaya, Le Shababahaya, Riga Diahazo, Le Mando Jibe, Hezagadaha, Rene Mehenda, Rebe Hezoda, Le Shababa. All of you watching from the different platforms, begin to pray, begin to pray, begin to pray. Welcome, Nokuchila, welcome, Valerie. This is day number 2 of Greater Works Conference. And we are stirring the atmosphere from wherever we are watching from, in our homes, in our cars, wherever it is we are. We are stirring the atmosphere tonight as we are praying. Just comment even in the comment section and just let us know where you're watching us from tonight as we pray together. Bring and invite your friends to come in and join in this live broadcast tonight. Le shamanda rababa ha le gado hose garashia hasubehe lende rebebebeke dadara sadahaya le shababa baba bahaya manosa sadada rigedehe lenda lama hasha baba baba ha regado hose galiba baba bahasha regedehe skarada mahaya lenda lama hashi baba baba ha rino hose aligedehe lenda rada hashia bahaya in the mighty name of Jesus li baba baba regedehe andaya. Welcome, Pastor G. Riga Dosga Labahasha, Le Maso Gade Hinda, Ribaba Babahaya, Manda Rise Gedeha, Alashka Dia Hasoba, Enasha Dadara Babaha, Lendosga Riga Dia Hashabahaya, Lele Mehesa Gade Hindara Bahaya, Rizo Baladesh Gadia Handa. Father, we worship you, we glorify your name, Remeso Gadia Hasabaha, Lishanda. We give you all the glory, we give you all the honor tonight, and we praise and we reverence your name, for there is none like you. We thank you for your presence in this place. We thank you for your presence today. We thank you for you are at work. We thank you for the miracles, the signs and wonders that are happening today. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And all the saints said amen. Hallelujah. I welcome you once again to our conference. This is our day number 2. And I say to you, well done for coming in. And may God richly bless you. May God richly increase you. And today I'm so excited. I'm super excited because today happens to also coincide with our Dynamic Ladies Prayer Thursday, where we pray and we pray for specific prayer requests. We pray that the Lord will do great and mighty things in our lives. And before we get into the word today, I just want us to take 30 seconds just to pray. I have received multiple prayer requests today that range from people requesting that God will open doors for the finances. People, God will give them wisdom and direction and decision making, that God would open and give them grace for jobs that they've applied for, that God would make a way for them in different multiple ways, and God would bring healing even into their lives. So tonight, as we are here gathered and together corporately, I want us to join our faith together and agree together. The word says that when we agree, what we bind on earth is bound in heaven. That's a teaching that we were taught by our men of God. If you'd like to hear more about it, you can search on our social medias and you can get to learn more about it, where we were taught about corporate prayer and prayers of agreement. So today we want to pray. We want to pray in agreement that job that has been applied for, God is releasing it tonight. And this conference, which is a conference for greater works, for the word says that greater works than these shall you do. I also believe that it's not only works that we will do, but greater things God to manifest to us in this particular conference. Hallelujah. So I'm declaring, as we are going to pray together, that there be greater works released, that there be greater jobs that are released, that there be greater peace, greater healing, greater finances, greater opportunities, and greater doors that will be opened for you as we pray together. So where you are, even if you have any specific prayer requests, post it in the comment section and we'll pray together as we stand in agreement that God is going to do it for you tonight. God is going to do it for your sister. God is going to do it for your father. God is going to do it for your child. As we pray in agreement, open your mouth and begin to pray where you are. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Le Shamandi Gedo Hosga, La Baria Hasgadehe, Regada Lima Hashibahaya, Lizo Baradege. We release grace, we release grace, we release grace that it may be upon each and every person as they have a request that you, God, will meet them at their point of need. In the mighty name of Jesus, we release tonight as we pray in agreement, we release greater miracles, we release greater testimonies, we release greater signs and wonders to be manifest in their lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, every door that was closed, we are commanding it and we're speaking to it now that it be opened in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we declare the miraculous. Father, we declare your power. Father, we declare your hand. We thank you for the multiple testimonies that are coming forth as a result of this Greater Works Conference, as a result of this prayer that we are doing now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are calling forth those opportunities from the north, from the east, from the west, from the south, that they be released now in the mighty name of Jesus. That miracle happening now in the mighty name of Jesus, healing happening now in the mighty name of Jesus, doors opening now in the mighty name of Jesus, as we are praying, libaragiz gada, every bed and lifted now as we pray in Jesus' mighty name. Every yoke be broken now as we pray. Every business that has been struggling right now, we revive it in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise. We thank you. We glorify your name. We thank you for great works, great works, great works that will be experienced. The great works that have already begun to be at work now as we have prayed. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. And all the saints shouted amen. Hallelujah. Just shout amen from wherever it is you're watching us from. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you for it is done. It is done. It is done. For you begin to celebrate and begin to say, it is done for me. I have received my miracle on this Greater Works Conference edition 2023. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Once again, maybe we're not here when we started. I welcome you in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus. We are going to quickly go into the word tonight, but I would like to just recap from what we learned yesterday from Pastor Barnabas, all the way from Cape Town, Exalted Christ Church International Branch in Cape Town. If you are watching me and you want to be part of our services, we will give you directions and you will meet with him. Hallelujah. So our scripture as it's coming in is coming from Jude 20, and I'm going to read tonight from the Amplified Version. Where you are, get your Bible, read out loud with me. And the Word of God says, "But you, beloved, build yourselves up on the foundation of your most holy faith. Continually progress, rise like an edifice, higher and higher. Pray in the Holy Spirit." Hallelujah. If you're sitting with a neighbor in your zones, just look at them and say, "Rise like an edifice, praying in the Holy Ghost." Hallelujah. And yesterday then, after we had our first day, our curtain raiser, Pastor Barnabas began to teach us particular things that relate to rising like an edifice. Amen. And I hope all of us will remember that he said, it's us who has the responsibility to build ourselves. Amen. And he read from 1 Corinthians and he told us that we must not remain in the same place, but we have got to take that responsibility seriously. Amen. I do hope somebody, when you woke up today, you say, "I took my responsibility seriously and I am building myself up." And the second thing that we learned from yesterday's word was that our foundation has been built on the most holy faith, and Jesus Christ is the foundation. Hallelujah. Jesus is our foundation. So you need to know that you are not standing on any other foundation apart from the foundation that is Jesus Christ himself. Hallelujah. So you've got to realize that, you've got to confess that, you've got to know that, and you've got to begin to move in that realization. Hallelujah. And maybe you are listening to me and you have not received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. It's good that you are here today. You need to receive him so that you can begin to have a functionality within that foundation, which is him, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And then the one other thing that we were taught, number three, was for us to partner with the Holy Spirit, and then to yield. When we are partnering, we are yielding unto him. We are breaking and having a contrite heart. We are praising and worshiping him so that we are in partnership with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. So that is what we let yesterday, a powerful word that I said, I am going to take this upon myself, that I become a partner. So if we're not yet there yesterday, that is a brief recap, but feel free to go in and to listen even to this to the recording that is there on our social media platforms. Hallelujah. So tonight I am going to be speaking to you on the theme that is titled Building in Prayer. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, building in prayer. I love to have an interactive church. Hallelujah. So wherever you are, as you are listening to me, just begin to speak to yourself and say, I am building up in prayer. So from our theme scripture where we have read, and the word of God is telling us that we are building up ourselves. Hallelujah. And it puts here in brackets, continually having progress, rising like an edifice. So there is something that one has got to do so that they can rise like an edifice. They need to build. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, I have to build. Amen. And when we look at the dictionary definition of what is to build, it simply says to construct, especially something that is complex, by assembling and joining parts or materials to build a house. So when you are building, it means you are taking a resource from there and you are bringing it here. You're taking another resource, you're bringing it here, and you're putting it together, you're combining it, and then there we have a building that is rising up. But there is a process then that one gets into when they are building. It means they've got to source out the resources, they've got to put everything in order, they've got to plan, they've got to prepare, they've got to set everything, and they've got to set the house in order before they actually start the process of building. Right? The word of God tells us that who in this world would just decide, oh, maybe today I'm just going to go and build this building without having to calculate the cost of it and having to calculate ABCD. It means then that when one is building, there is a process that comes in with building. There is a process that comes in. And on top of that process of preparation, there is a process also of challenges at times that comes when one is building. You might have weather and climate changes. I remember one of my friends is a builder husband, and they say when it's raining, they never go into work because then it's pointless for them to be there. So when they are adverse weather conditions and the climate is not good, that means building sometimes might stop, building sometimes might pause for a little bit, or there might be shortage in material. One has to go in and source. There's a different other things that do come in that become also challenges when one has to build. But does it mean that when those challenges come, we don't build? No. We keep on building because the word is telling us to build. So you've got to build. How do you build? You build in prayer. Amen. A wise builder will keep building, whether the weather conditions are not good, whether the weather conditions are not conducive, they will begin to build. And I love when we read in the word of God, we look at the story of David and Goliath. That is a story that tells us of a person that in that process of him building up to get to a place where he had to be king as he was anointed, some things came along the way that had to train him, that had to sharpen him, so that he could be ready on the day that he would meet Goliath. He would be ready to fight, you'll be ready to build a new legacy that would come. Here we see in the word of God that there was a training period. So when you are building, sometimes you've got to get to a place where you are trained. You know exactly what it is that you are doing. You know exactly how it is you're going to build, because there are amateurs that can come and build a house. And when we see that house is slanted on the corner and it's not standing properly. Why? Because somebody led the training. I thank God that we have this Greater Works Conference, which is training us to be master builders in prayer, which is training us to be vibrant, mighty men and women who stand and know their responsibility and who are filled by the Holy Ghost and who begin to arise like an edifice and stand against whatever it is that may stand in their way. So when we read the word of God in 1 Samuel 18 verse 7, it says that then the woman sang as they played and danced, saying that Saul has slain 1,000 and David has slain 10,000. Like David, you can also be a person that would have built themselves up in prayer, that is able to slay giants, that is able to slay tens of 10,000. But how do you get to that place? You get to that place by a process of training. Hallelujah. Psalms 91:7 says that though 10,000 may fall at your right, 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 on your right, but they will not approach you, which means there is a place and a standard where one has to develop themselves as they are praying in the Holy Ghost to be one that is having 1,000 that are falling and to be one that is having 10,000 that are falling on their side. So it is you who will decide. Some will have one that will fall on their side. Well, because that is how they have trained themselves to actually build. But when we see here David trained himself to kill a giant, trained himself to kill what was impossible for people that had the natural physical training in battle. But his training was not based on the natural body, because on his body, his brothers even told him, what can you do? Even the king, when they saw him, they said, what can you do? And Goliath himself, the situation that was in front of Israel, said, what can this young boy do? Are you coming here with a stick so that you can hit me like a dog? Because he was looking at the natural aspect of it, but he did not know that David had gone through a place of practice, a place where he was trained to build. So as you should be rising like an edifice, praying in the Holy Ghost, there is a place for you for training. You've got to get yourself to a place where you are trained to pray. You are trained to pray in the Holy Ghost. That is, you need to know what the Word of God says pertaining to you speaking in tongues, and you need to desire it, and then you need to begin to do it. You need to begin to do it. Majority of the times we don't train ourselves. We know the scriptures, we know the Word, but we say, I just got maybe an infilling and I began to speak in tongues when I was in church, but then that was the end of it, and then I never, it went away, it disappeared, and that was it. It's because you lacked then training. Everything in this world has to be trained for. You have to sharpen yourself, you have to sharpen your skill, train yourself. That's why we have grade ara, and we have grade ara, then you go to grade one. Well, it's different stages of training that one has to go through in the natural so that they can go in. No one will wake up and become a first year university student. That will be an abnormality, but they will start a daycare. They will go to grade RR. That is the training process which you need to allow yourself to have. There is nothing that you can do as a microwave miracle in terms of rising up and building yourself in the most holy. But you've got to train. You've got to train. You are a soldier, and you have to train yourself. You have to train yourself. So it means you have to be in a place where you practice. You have to give yourself continually unto the prayer, unto the aspect of praying. You have to make a schedule for prayer. You have to be consistent. You have to be determined. You have to keep a routine to say, this is my routine. I have to work on it. I have to work on it. I have to push. I have to push. I have to push so that you can develop that particular prayer life, that prayer life that you ought to have, where when you now begin to pray in the Holy Ghost, you are now rising, you have grown, you become an imposing structure, that you are not shaken, you are not moved. Even if words are spoken to you by people, you command them and you say, this will not happen. You begin to speak to situations in the natural, and they will command, they will hear your command from where you are, and things will begin to act accordingly. I always laugh when I'm talking with one of the workers that I have at work, and then every time if I will speak something, then the next day when they will come, they will tell me, you know what, I should just have listened to you because you said it. Because by the time I said it, when they get to where they should have been, they will realize what I said would have happened. So you've got to get to a place where you begin to speak things, and they begin to change, and you begin to do things, and things your surroundings begin to change. Why? Because you have the stamina in the Holy Ghost. You desire to be a better. You desire to be a better. It's just like it's that. things to do with you rising in the Holy Ghost and rising like an edifice. You have got to be intentional about it. I always go back to this example that someone says, these days we are so busy. We have got work, we have got children, we have got husbands, we have got uncles and aunts, and I don't have any time to pray. I only have like 24 hours. But within that 24 hours, you have got to be intentional that I am going to get myself into a place of training. You have to enroll yourself in the school of the Spirit, where you begin to train yourself, building yourself up in the things of God and in prayer, until you get to the place where you're rising like an edifice. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory be to God, glory be to God. And what I love when I read the story of David, when he was in his place of training, the word of God says that during that time, there were adversities that came to him. The lion and the bear came, and then they were fighting to take that which was his, that is the sheep that he was sending, the things that he has been given in his possession. You know, when you're in the time where you have set for yourself to say, let me be built, you've got to also allow yourself to be built. David here does not record that he went home and cried that, Father, the bear has taken the sheep. Father, the lion is taking the sheep. Man of God, you spoke a word, a prophetic word upon my life. And then what happened to the anointing oil that you poured on me? You should have left me in there in the field and not have called me to give me an enticing word that I am powerfully and I am powerfully anointed. He did not do that. But what does the word tell us? He says that when the bear and the lion came, he ran after them. He tore them in half. Why? He was exercising his authority. He was exercising the power of God that was deposited on the inside of him. When that anointing oil hit his head, he was exercising it, and he began to work on it. And what happened? He ended up getting victory over the things that were coming in to take his sheep. What am I saying? Sometimes when you are in a training period, the lion and the bear will come for you, but don't cry out. Wow, you got to know that there is the power of God that is being generated on the inside of you, that you can run after the bear and you can tear it in half. You can run after the lion and you can tear it in half, and you can retrieve that which is yours. Have you lost your sheep? As you are building yourself up in prayer, you are going after that sheep and you are rising like an edifice, and you are taking back that which has been taken from you. Hallelujah. When I was researching, I said, let me get to see what is the lifespan of a bear. And it says that the lifespan of a bear is about 20 to 35 years. And it can weigh something like 135 kgs to 360 kgs. A massive, massive thing. We have seen on movies. I have not had the privilege of seeing it in person, but on movies I've seen. And if it's something that stays for 20 to 35 years, the Holy Spirit thereby just told me, you know what? Sometimes when you are in the training period, there are things that happen for quite a longer period of time training you. So trainings will be different. Some trainings will be 1 hour, some trainings will be 10 days, some trainings will be 3 years. Some trainings can come in the form of, and I started there 20 to 35 years. So what will you do? You keep on training yourself. You keep on very prayer. You keep on going on knees. You your knees, you say, I will not let you go. I will not let you go. And tell them something that's good.
Focus.
focus on your training, focus on building, focus on building in the Holy Spirit, and you will get to a place where you will slay that giant. Hallelujah. Can you just comment and say, I am slaying that giant, I am slaying that bear, I am slaying that lion. Even if I am hard pressed on every side, even if I am crushed, even if I feel I am persecuted, even if I feel I'm abandoned, I am struck down, all I know is that as long as I have breath, I will going. Even if my breath is as faint as can be, I will keep on going in that place of prayer, in that place of building myself up. And I know maybe somebody is listening to me tonight and you're like, but Pastor, a lot is happening. I have tried. I've been praying. I don't know what. Well, am I going amiss? What is it? Take that as the place where you are being trained. Don't let go. Don't say, I am going back. Keep on going forward. Keep on going forward, because I know for a fact that God will bring daybreak to you. There is a day of celebration that is coming. Because once you rise, you are going to reach to that place where you are desiring that God will take you, and you are going to get that which you are desiring for God to do for you. Hallelujah. Keep on until you see that thing, until you touch it, until you experience it. Keep on in the battlefield. Keep on in the training ground. Keep on holding. You know, the prophetess Anna, the word says that the husband died, and until she was very, very old, she kept on praying. She kept on praying in the temple, the word tells us. She kept on praying and fasting so that she could experience an encounter with Jesus, with the king that had been prophesied. You know, she the word says that she was there day in and day out, praying and fasting, holding on, until she got to see that which she so desired. Amen. So you can be like that as well. You can be like that. You must keep on until you get to receive that which God has given for you. Amen. That which God is setting for you, that which you should take as you rise like an edifice. Hallelujah. So as we're looking at this issue of building, the one thing also that comes to mind there is that, what kind of structure do you have as you are building? What kind of structure do you have? And as I was looking through and researching, I found that buildings have been classified in different ways. Yeah. Ones are based on function. So you can be a building that is classified on your primary function, that is, you are a residential, commercial, industrial, educational, healthcare, cultural, recreational place. So building can also be on the basis of function. So when you are developing and building yourself up in prayer, you've got to also identify, what is my function? Hallelujah. What is the function that I have that God has even set for me as an individual? And when we read the word of God, we can quickly turn there, Romans 12, those that have their Bibles ready with them. If not, you can read it afterwards. And the word of God says that, therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought. All right, let's just go down and let's read verse 4. For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. Amen. So it's whatever it is, whatever the gift that has been put on you, each one has been given a different function according to the grace that has been given. So one thing that is profound when we look at that buildings are characterized according to the function, it means that a level of of training that comes for each particular one then becomes different based on the functionality that that particular building is going to what is going to have, or the functions that that building is going to perform. So if it's in the rural areas where I grew up, where my grannies were, and I would go to when I was growing up, the kitchen did not need to be that much complicated. It just needed to be round hut and then a dirty. So it means that on the basis of the functionality of what it is, the effort and the time that is put on the building, that round hut, is different from when one wants to have a 5-star 10-story a hotel building up. It means that because of the function that it's going to have, it means that the time, the money, the effort and the push is going to be different. So when you are building, you know the function that God has deposited on the inside of you. You know what it is that you are fighting for, and you know what it is you are fighting with. So you've got to identify that, does this 2-second building up in prayer match with the functionality of what I have on the inside of me? Our man of God, Apostle Mike, always tells us that what you receive by the anointing and by grace will be sustained by that same anointing and by grace. So how do you sustain it? By building yourself more up in prayer. You cannot just say, I've been laid hands on, I've been anointed, and I've been given a prophetic word, and I'm just going to go home, I'm going to sit, fold my hands and relax and watch to see what's going to happen. No. The functionality of what has been spoken to you will have to determine the level of hunger and the level of thirst that you've got to show when you are building yourself up in prayer. Jesus knew the function that he had come here on earth for, and he knew what he was going to face on the cross, which determined the level of building up in prayer that he did. Such that when he went to pray with the disciples, he went in and the word records that he began to groan, he began to sweat blood like dripless. Why? Because the level of the function in which he was going to move it required a deeper digging of deeper walls, digging of deeper places in prayer, where he would build himself so that he was not weakened by anything, that the pain would come, but he would know that there is a function that has been set upon my life. Do you know your function? Do you know what does that function tally with the kind of building that you are having in your prayer life? Because if Jesus had done like the disciples, I tell you, when he was on the cross, he would have quit and said, please, I am sorry, I repent, it's not me. Because what he experienced was hefty, so it needed strong spiritual stamina in him building himself up in prayer. So you've got to realize, with the function that you have, you've got to activate more in you through praying. You've got to activate the deeper wells, the deeper living waters should flow from you. The word of God says that there is a river that is flowing from the throne. And as the river is going in, there are different levels of depth that are within that particular river. So you will have to determine, with the functionality that you know God has deposited on your life for you in your personal capacity. Maybe you are a lay minister in your church, you are a minister in the kingdom of God, you are ministering in your family, you are standing in the gap for your family. You've got to understand, this is my function and it requires me to get to a deeper level. There is a place where you can get in and you will be overshadowed by the presence of God. You'll be overshadowed by the power of the Holy Ghost. I love it. We are having our Bible reading challenges, and when we're reading, and a few weeks we're reading in 2 Corinthians, and I read a part where Paul was saying, there is a man that I know, but the story was not about him talking about the man, but what made me to be enticed by that word, by that particular portion of scripture, was that he said, I don't know whether I was in spirit or I was not, if it was in body or I was somewhere in the spirit. He had gotten to a place where in his functionality, he now could not determine whether he's now moving in the natural realm or he's now in the spirit, or it's a combination of both of them. That level of deep building in prayer, in the things of God. May you be one to desire that. Let my life be like that. May I build in prayer. in that particular instance, that you can close your eyes and you are just, you get into a different place where people are like, are you with us? And you are not there. And I know our man of God has always told us about this one man of God who he has got into that place where he has built himself up in prayer. And at times when he's in a meeting, he has to go with particular men of God from his church, because as you will be sitting, if people ask him a question, he can just begin to speak in tongues, and he begins to talk to them and respond and speaking in tongues. And for him, he does not know. It's now become a lifestyle of him, as he has built himself up in prayer to that extent where now the words are coming to him, speaking in tongues. It's a world where I can't explain. It's a world where you are now enveloped by the heavens itself. You build yourself to get to that level, to get to that deeper level. May that be your desire tonight. May that be your desire tonight, that God, I am building myself. And in every functionality, if you are a praise and worshiper in your church, you are whatever office of ministry you are in, desire to get to that place, that you are not just there just to add to the numbers of the choir. You are not just there to add to bench warming in the church, but you are equipped for that function. You are equipped for that function. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. So for every function you perform, you've got to build it up with prayer. Hallelujah. And one other thing that I saw in terms of building is that it's also based on form. Buildings can be classified based on their form. That is either low rise, high rise, mid rise. So you've got to determine the kind of shape you want to be. You can be children's general building blocks that can happen to you. I work with the Deiki kids, see them with the building blocks. They build some of the buildings, the auntie look, and they're like, wow, but it's deformed on the side, not standing properly. You determine, or you can be like a Coastlands Hotel, or you can be like Royal Hotel, whatever. It's up to you. You can be like those buildings, the esteemed buildings we see in Dubai. It's up to you what shape you're going to take. You got to determine your form. You've got to determine your shape. And one other thing that I realized is when you are determining your shape, it takes me back to people that do bodybuilding. People that do bodybuilding know exactly the shape that they're aiming for, and exactly what kind of training to do for that particular shape. You cannot go to build your chest and you do the squats. That won't work. You're going to develop a wrong kind of form, a wrong kind of shape. So you've got to determine, this is the shape that I want. This is the form that I want to take. So I've got to do this particular exercise. Neither will people that do exercise do deadlifts to boost their triceps or shoulders. No, no, no. That will be wrong. So you've got to develop and build in prayer what will form and shape the kind of shape that you should be as a child of God that is listening to me tonight. They know the right kind of food to eat. They know the right kind of supplements to take. They know the right kind of workout to do. They know the number of times they've got to do that particular workout for a desired goal. So you've got to determine, with this shape that I'm at, I have to do ABCD. If you know that you have to pray, but you love to sleep too much, you've got to devise ways of you building that form. You've got to devise ways that you've got to tell your body, I cannot be sleeping as often as I am, because I need to maintain spiritual stamina in prayer. You know you like to eat too much and you can't spend days without fasting. You've got to make a decision to train your body. You know you want to be a powerful preacher, a powerful evangelist for your family, but you spend 24/7 on TikTok. You know what to do. The thing is, delete it from your phone. You have to ensure that you put yourself in the right place. You feed on the right things so that you develop that form that you should, as you are building yourself up in prayer to rise like an edifice. You can't want to have six-pack big muscles on your shoulders and you are eating McDonald's every day, Sears every day, you've got to eat the right nutrients. You've got to eat the right nutrients. So you have to be rooted in the right things so that you develop the right form that you ought to develop. And buildings also are based on types. So they are classified on whether they're going to be residential, commercial, industrial, educational, etc. So you have to determine what you want to be known for. So as you build yourself up in prayer, you've got to determine. For me, my determination is to be known as the Vigoro Lady, the one that is the manual prayer machine of my own life and the life of my family members. I have got to determine that. So what do you want to be known for? What do you want to be known for? That will push you in terms of how you're going to build your prayer life. Do you want to be known as the man or the woman that is relentless in praying? That is when they open their mouth and pray in the Holy Ghost, they are like Elijah, who when he spoke and he commanded, then the natural listened to him. You've got to determine what you want to be known for. And lastly, buildings are based on structure. So buildings can be classified based on their structures, for example, the kind of foundation that they have, etc. So my question now to you is, what is your foundation like? Right now, in this current state, right now as you're hearing me and listening to me, what is the state of your foundation? Because when a house that is being built has a wrong foundation, has problems with its foundation, that house is headed for disaster. That house is headed for disaster. A building's foundation is the most fundamental and most crucial part because it holds the whole building up. So you've got to lay your foundation with prayer, lots of prayer, add lots of prayer, and add more layers of prayer so that you are able to support the integral structure and components of your life. You've got to do it by prayer and pray in the Holy Ghost. A lot of times, houses will collapse. Why? Because the foundation in that building was not strong. We were told yesterday that our foundation is Jesus Christ. Have you built on the foundation Jesus? And have you layered in with prayer, praying, general praying for a personal devotional prayer time? Or it's only layered with prayers that have been prayed for you by somebody else? You've got to begin to lay a foundation of prayer for your own self. When we read the Word of God, in Matthew 7:27, it says, and the rain fell and the floods came and the winds blew about and beat against that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Some people, you are falling greatly because the foundation that you are built on is weak. Tonight, may it be your desire that you strengthen the foundation on which you are built. You strengthen the foundation on which your life is built. You strengthen the foundation of your prayer life. You strengthen the foundation. If maybe you say, I had fainted in praying. I don't know what happened. There was a change of heart in me. I don't know what happened. The seed of the word when it was of the word and one of prayer when it was thrown in my heart, the bed of the air snatched it up. Oh, the thorns came in and they pricked on it. And the rocks maybe came in and they squashed it. Tonight, desire that God, may I get back to a place where I am good soul that is able to hold a strong foundation. That is able to hold a strong foundation. There is a phenomenon that I have seen when I walk around. I always get to look at this. There are other houses that are there. You can tell that they used to be beautiful houses, but now they are in a place where they are abandoned. They are not being taken care of. The grass is like so big, you think something, a bear will come out of the grass that is surrounding the yard. The house is not kept. The windows are broken. Everything is broken. Maybe tonight you are listening to me and you are saying, my foundation was tampered with and I don't know what happened, Pastor. I am now like a dilapidated house that is inhabitable. I'm a house that is abandoned and I don't know. In my prayer life, there was an abandonment. Or you are saying, I'm a house that is lack maintenance. We all know, some of us, if we are renting, you know that if a house is not maintained, it will the state would significantly change. So some of us, our prayer lives, we have not been building them up such that now as they are, they need serious emergency maintenance. Everything is leaking. There is sewer coming out from here and there. The doors are not closing. The door handles have fallen off. The cupboard's doors are not closing. Nothing is working. The stove is not working. Everything in that your house of prayer is not working. Tonight is a night for you to rise up. I am calling you for that. You rise and you begin to build your prayer life. It's a good day because God has remembered you. If your prayer life had dwindled, if you are that one who is living in that house that has been abandoned, that there are animals, maybe other things that are now staying in that place of prayer, today we are coming in. We are coming in we with the power of the Holy Ghost, and we are cutting the grass. We are coming in with the grass cutter, and we are transforming that place. We are coming in with new paint, the new paint of the Holy Ghost, and we are repainting, we are remending, we are refixing what needs to be fixed right now. Only that it be your desire that God touch me today, revisit me today. May I rebuild again my prayer life. May I rebuild again my prayer life. May my prayer life be transformed tonight. And as I am praying now, I am getting back to the place of training, and I am going to rise like an edifice. If you are there and you are listening to me and you say, maybe the cares of the world did this to me, I was heartbroken by somebody who I trusted and I just thought I would not pray anymore, or something happened, your beloved did something, or they're no longer there. Tonight, rededicate yourself and rebuild your prayer life. Where you are, begin to pray. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Rimazada bababa yashanda libe bebehe. Redo hos garabaha yamanda riba baba baba hashka. Rede gede hiskarada haya rado hosga. La masa da 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 da. Bring yourself back to the throne of God and you say, tonight I am rededicating my prayer life. Tonight I am rededicating my prayer life. Lomba riga de hasga bahaya. Le jamandosga beheka dahaga yaka zi bebehe. Redosga. As I am praying now, I am praying for those. There are other people that did something that led them to condemn themselves. They are moving in condemnation, and they're saying, well, if because of this I don't think I can pray as I used to pray, that condemnation is the one that is stopping you from going back to your prayer life, from building your prayer life again. Tonight, let me tell you this, that there is no condemnation for them that are in Christ Jesus. As we are praying today, that condemnation is leaving you. You are a child of God. If you have gone to the Father, you have repented, if it's something that needed repenting, and you gave yourself again to Him, tonight let it be a new leaf that is turning for you, that you would begin to revive that prayer life. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Pray. Reba da hazoma handa liga de hezga. Reba baba bahasha, remando hosga liba baba bahaya, legada mahandes gariba gahashi baba haya, rendosga laba baba jiba haza, regede hesga dahaya, mande, lisha baradesga, regedosga raba dahaya, lishamanda ragido hosga rega dehe, regaja barica do hosga raga dahaya, lishamanda riga dahaya, regaza gida hazaga dahaga yesha, le mahanda epahaya yega hazaba ridosga, ligadehesga dahaya. Riga, Rimando Hojga Baba Baba Yaga Dahaya. You have faced severe trials, and you are saying to yourself, because of this hurt, because of this pain that I've experienced, I cannot pray anymore. It's like your lips have been muted because of the extensive pressing and pressuring that you've experienced. Let me tell you, tonight, as you are praying, God is releasing you, And whatever it is that was bringing pain, God is putting an end to you, and may you your lips begin to pray. May your lips begin to be opened, that you rebuild your prayer life tonight. Riga zabarido zaregadehe la jamandi bahazagadehe ayashabababagadahaya. It might be heartbreaker. It might be a person that you trusted the most, and you thought they would never do this to you. But now you found yourself in a place where you are sitting and you are looking and you are saying, can I be able to pray ever again because of this heartbreak? That one that mends every broken heart is here tonight, and he wants to minister to you tonight. You, as you are listening to me, just place your hand on your heart and begin to pray that, Holy Ghost, I thank you that you have mended in you have mended me from within, and I am getting back up to my prayer life. Libara gia hazgadeha le jabariga dia hazuba enda la mahasha giba radega dahaya linos gabehesha baba baba bahaya mendora baliga do hosga riba bahaja lega dehesga dahaya rimanda la bahaya rizegedeha le shamando hosga mashiba raga diga dahaya. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are praying tonight. Libebebebe, just a few more minutes. Pray. Ligadosga, ligadosga, get back to the place of worship. Say, God, I am coming back. Like that song that says, I am coming back to the place of worship. I'm coming back to the place, because let it be all about Jesus. Say, God, if you want, you must say, God, forgive me for all the things maybe that I said, or for the moving, but I'm coming back to the place of worship. I'm coming back to the place of prayer. Rigezo gadip. Rimanda liga lijabaragadeha ayazanda riba baba bagade hezga le mashuma hazuga diaha rigada ashima hazagia bahaya lende nderebebebeha andia hazuga doza riba gadeha lijamandara giska dahaya. Father, in the name of Jesus we pray. Regedo hozga ragadaha ragade hezga dahaya. I declare that there is a release. Those that are trapped in prisons that are stopping them from praying, let there be a release now in the name of Jesus. We release every chain be broken, every yoke be broken. Release depression, release them that they pray. If it's sickness, you are released from it. You are praying from today. You are rising in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise. We worship you, we worship you, we glorify your name. We honor your name, Heavenly Father. We give you praise tonight. We thank you that it's done over each and every individual that is here. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for raising spiritual giants that are prayerful, spiritual giants that are filled with power and with the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' mighty name. And I thank you that tonight, even as they would go in and they would see that, God, you are going to raise them to higher levels. You're going to shift them even in their speaking of tongues. You're going to give them new tongues tonight. Those that don't speak, they will receive utterance. Those that are desiring, they will receive the gifts of speaking in tongues. Father, I give you praise. I worship you and I glorify your name tonight. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. I thank you for everybody that is connected. May your grace be evident in their life today and tomorrow. May they be tangible miracles that they will testify of the goodness of the Lord and the land of the living. We give you praise. We thank you for greater works happening in our lives. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And all the saints said amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, saints, for joining. Thank you for joining tonight. And I would like to extend an invite that our conference is still going on. Tomorrow will be on day number 3. Don't miss it for anything. If you need any personal counseling, please do take our details that will be showing on the lower thirds on the screen. Or send us a message via our inbox, depending on where it is you're watching us from whichever platform you are connected from, and we will gladly come in and speak with you and minister to you. Tomorrow we'll be having our esteemed men of God. I tell you, powerful, powerful men of God, you don't want to miss. The prophetic healings will be taking place. Do ensure you come in, you join in. We will be having our in-person service, 319 Montenegro, Durban CBD. Do contact us on the numbers that are showing on the screen for directions, and we'll gladly give them to you. If you need parking, don't worry, we have parking for you. Just contact us and we will be glad to have you. Be blessed, saints. See you tomorrow. May God bless you, increase you, and may you continue to manifest the reality of God's presence. Amen and amen. You can also partner with us to give. Partner with us. You can scan the QR code or deposit in any of our banking details as they're showing on the screen. If you believe in God for a miracle and you want to see it in, those are the details to take. And we will surely pray for you because we believe in a God who brings a harvest. Thank you so much. Stay blessed.